Well, in general,
sorry,
you know, we all of us need to learn to live under pressure.
Yeah.
Because life is not easy.
Right.
You know, life is difficult. And that's one of the things I think as a pastor I try to teach our people is that life is going to be difficult either way. You know, I think Pastor Anderson preached a sermon kind of on that subject. I can't remember the title of the sermon right now, but it's, you know, you're either going to eat whatever you want.
Choose your suffering. I think that's
right. Right. You know, eat whatever you want and get diabetes or be overweight. Right. And that's going to be difficult. Or you're going to, you know, not eat everything you want. Right. And
I think you just offended our
we just had people. McDonald's on the way over here.
We did.
Fundamentalists are leaving. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life is difficult. So we have to live under pressure. But pastors, especially, you have to live under pressure because we're constantly under pressure. I mean, just we're talking about sermon prep. This was something I had to deal with. And it was something that I don't want to say I hated, but it was a problem for me in the ministry. And it was this feeling that you're never done.
Right.
Right. I mean, you preach on Sunday morning and you've got Sunday night.
Yeah.
And as soon as you're done with Sunday night, you got Wednesday night.
Yep.
And as soon as you're done Wednesday night, you know, we preach three times a week. We're going to do this for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You're always under this pressure. But I had to realize what I had to learn is that there's always projects that are not done. There's always sermons that are not finished. You know, things that I'm still working on. And I have to be okay. I have to be able to walk away from that sermon on a Tuesday and do something else or walk away from that project and take some time off with my family. I've got to learn to live with that pressure on you and just realize it's always going to be there. So, and that's just how the ministry is. You know,
that's good.
You start doing weddings, you start doing funerals, you've got this, you know, these people to deal with and whatever. You're always going to have that.
Right.
I think it's just like, it sounds like you're just trying to avoid tunnel vision where you just can't see everything else.
Right.
So you kind of give yourself a break and come back with a fresh perspective.
Right.
Because the outside pressures are going to be there regardless. There is no reason why to impose that pressure upon yourself.
Absolutely.
Kind of getting tunnel vision into something.
I think one of them just turned off, huh? Which one was it? This one right here. I get tunnel vision when I'm working on a project. Mm-hmm. And I see it. There's pros and cons to both, to tunnel vision. The pro obviously is you're very focused. Mm-hmm. And when I'm focused on a project, I don't like anybody bothering me. Mm-hmm. Like I just, I become very irritable actually when someone, you know, like interrupts my flow. Mm-hmm. But the con is that I don't know when to walk away sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, because I just want to finish it, or I lose track of time when I'm working on a project, whether even if it's a sermon, you know, I lose track of time, and so I think maybe applying that buffering zone will help with that.
Yeah,
because you know. It's a deadline before the deadline, so to speak, right?
Right. And it gives you, and again, everyone needs to decide what works for them.
Right.
You know? But for me, I know, because I'm the same way. I don't know when to be done. I don't want to be done. So it gives you, like, and we're talking about the sermons right now.
Right.
When on Monday or on Tuesday or on Thursday, when I'm writing those initial outlines, and my goal is just, can I preach, can I preach this where if I had to, I'm done? I could do it.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives you a marker because you know when you're there, when you're like, okay, it's not what I want, but if I had to, I could preach this.
Yeah.
And then I have to give myself permission to close that file. And now I've got to plan out this landmarks, you know, trip, or now I have to write this class for our leadership class, or now I have to, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, knowing that you're going to come back to it, Lord willing, if you know, if your schedule goes, and obviously everybody's schedules gets messed up or whatever. But you have to, you kind of give yourself permission to be done.
Yeah.
And then, but then you build in the pressure because then you go back to it on Wednesday and now the pressure's on.
Yeah.
You know, I have to finish this. I have to preach this.
Right.
You know, so you give yourself those. So you're kind of building in times of, okay, I'm done now. Let me go focus on, because I mean, especially as a pastor, I mean, there's times when I'm working on, you know, sometimes my schedule gets messed up and I have to do something else in the morning. So I spend the afternoon working on a sermon and I have to get to the point where it's like, okay, it's 5, it's 5:30, it's 5:45. I know my wife's cooking dinner. I can smell it. You know, I need to get this sermon to the place where could I preach this? If all hell broke loose, could I preach this? Because I have to hit save and now I need to go spend time with my family.
Yeah.
So you have to build in those pressures.
Amen.
And it's more than just sermon writing. I mean, that's an example we're giving, but in sometimes people think you're crazy as a pastor, you know, because people walk up to you and they tell you the worst things, right? I mean, they give us the worst problems, and that's because we're the leaders.
Yeah.
But somebody walks up to me and says, you know, this is happening in this guy's life or this lady's life or their life, you know, their marriage is falling apart or whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, and I take the information and whatever. And it's like, did you hear what I said? But it's like, I've got about three of those, you know.